WWA Mobile.
Oscar 4 Romeo Mike, Mike requesting signal report any station.
Turned up too loud. Didn't quite hear your call sign, but you're making it in well. Give us another run.
4 RMM requesting signal report any station.
RMM, KN4 VWA, we got you loud and clear.
Taken the time to check, so I'll decline to give a semi-accurate answer. I think I'm all right. How about you?
Good for a pasty middle-aged guy, running the wife around and her endless list of places she tells me she needs to go today. I'm good, losing a little weight. Yeah. So, for whoever's interested, I'm okay.
On this end, and I am headed 85 north, and I just passed Highway 14 and ran into a nice little rain shower. Now, if it'll do that at my house, maybe the trees will stop chasing my dog around.
You're too good of a guy for that to happen, too. My wife has been praying and begging for rain in my house. I'm like, I'm like, no, I don't want any rain right now. I'm enjoying the sunshine too much.
And my wife's been getting out there, and she's got her a garden going. I mean, it is grade A number one, and I just don't want to have to watch it wilt with no rain. We haven't had an appreciable rain in about 2 weeks now, so yeah, we need a little drop of rain here and there. Besides, that'll keep me from having to take a bath tomorrow night.
I could probably tolerate a nice, heavy, passing summer thunder shower as long as we don't have 3 or 4 days of constant protracted rain. That kind of rains on my parade, if you know what I mean.
Well, hey, it's probably more than likely supposed to clear out of here tomorrow evening, and Sunday's supposed to be beautiful.
Time for my trip to Learn, South Carolina.
Chill about Learn, South Carolina.
Normally, Learns is intensely unremarkable of a place. However, I will be meeting up with a couple of good buddies of mine, one of whom lives down there. So that's the occasion.
It's good to get together with friends. Every Thursday, I have a bunch of guys come up to the house, up to my man cave, and we build plastic. Museum quality level plastic kits, and we shoot the breeze, rag on each other, and have a good time, and have lunch, and then we bug out about 2 o'clock. We just have a good time.
Take advantage of these opportunities with friends these days. That's one big priority of mine. I try never to let a chance pass to have a good chat with a good buddy, or better yet, get together for lunch, tell some lies, some jokes. Have us a side of cow or some barbecue. That's what life's all about.
And I tell you what, I'm sitting at the north end of the airport of GSP, and I'm watching this jet go out, and man, he's juking and jiving and dodging these big thunderstorms. Well, I wouldn't call them thunderstorms, but thunderhead clouds going out of here. I've seen him make 3 different course corrections on his run out.
So, I think most major air carriers require their pilots to see and avoid convective activity by something like 15 or 5 miles, or could be 5 or 15 miles laterally, and a couple of thousand feet vertically.
He's going to lose on that one on both accounts, as far as elevation and azimuth. because he's headed right straight into a front. And, yeah, there's a couple of towers, three or four towers. He might zigzag between, but he's headed right straight into a front.
He's Captain Whip Whitaker. He's going to be in for a time. Remember that Denzel Washington movie where he spots that the eye of the needle and just threads it perfectly by just wringing out every last bit of performance out of his CRJ or what, the Brazilian Embraer. It was one of those two regional jets he was flying.
Movie where he was upside down, inverted, and they got him for being intoxicated.
One, he went inverted, Dodge, to remain airborne because I think his elevator trim tab ripped off due to turbulence, which lost, basically compromised his pitch attitude control. So the only way to stay in positive flight was to invert.
The true story was it?
I don't know. It's probably based on either a singular or maybe a hodgepodge of true incidences with some artistic licenses built in there. I love the movie. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I haven't seen the whole thing. I only saw a portion of it. And I tell you what, now, I like that movie they did on what was the guy's name? Sully Sullimar. You know, about the one he put into the Hudson River?
That one.
Tom Hanks starred as Sully, and, man, he did everything he could, and the FAA tried to snag his license over it. And, I mean, tried to claim that he could have put it down at an airport in New Jersey, and then he could have put it down back at the main field there at JFK. All he had to do was turn around. But, hey, they had the flight simulators for that testing rigged, and he proved it. And, hey, finally got credit for being a real hero.
It that you have this default attack, that these federal agencies, the FAA is certainly one of them, that they're in default attack mode, regardless of the high degree of airmanship displayed by, very experienced pilots. How many flight hours does this guy have before that incident?
I think he had like 35 years, not including his military career.
Some FAA inspector may have minimal flight experience trying to make a name for himself wanted to go after this guy who's probably had somewhere between 25 grand and 35,000 flight hours, basically saying to cast aspersions on his aeronautic decision making or ADM, considering that's really a sad caper, and that just points to a toxic, malignant culture or attitude that these agencies have. I think that was just whoever this inspector was, or team of inspectors. I really think they were hunting for scalps and looking for trophies to put on their wall.
That's exactly what it is. And the FAA has always had a little bit of a it's always the pilot's fault. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a little story. My dad and I flew Mooney aircraft. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Mooney, but it's a small private aircraft that has the vertical stabilizer ticked forward instead of in reverse, and they're really good aircraft. Well, Dad had a Mooney Super 21, and it had variable pitch on the prop. Columbia Airport, Columbia, South Carolina, the prop separated from the crankshaft on the nose of the airplane and just broke off and went off. Well, the FAA came after him and went after the guys at Hartzell Aircraft, and the long and the short of it, they finally proved that the bolts that were holding the prop onto the aircraft were faulty, that were provided from offshore. They had pits and voids in them, and the bolts simply broke. But yet, they came after Dad as pilot in command.
Put him through hell, made his life miserable for however long this investigation went, holding us, hanging over his head, and, did he get any kind of restitution for all that undue stress and strain imposed upon him by the FAA?
Thing. They are unaccountable. There's nothing you can do to them. But since when the prop came off, the engine over-revved and it bent the flange on the front of the crankshaft, that basically said the engine was totaled. So he got a brand spanking new zero-time engine out of Hartzell, out of Hartzell propeller people. And that was the only shining moment from the thing. But he couldn't even get that until he proved the bolts were faulty and took that with a federally certified what do you call those guys? Metallurgists, whatever.
I think you're looking for metallurgists.
Bingo, Bubba.
That, you know, the FAA it's no secret they're overly efficient. They're full, pardon the pun, but a bunch of propeller heads, mean-spirited. And that's their job, is to make life as miserable as possible for, you know, avid and mostly highly proficient aviators. It's quite sad, and they should be held accountable. I finally found one positive use for the media. And if I was in your dad's situation, I would have called every newspaper and every media outlet, broadcast, whatever, and tell them my story.
Well, in that situation, there was nothing anybody could say, not the media, not anything, until he had the metallurgist, thank you, sir, the metallurgist report come back and actually show those bolts, and he had to go through all kinds of grief just to get the bolts that mounted the prop onto the crankshaft, okay, from the FAA to get them tested. So his license was suspended unduly for about 7 months.
Saying that your poor dad there, that is an excessive injury. In legal terms, he has suffered loss and measurable injury due to this all. The failure, I would have contacted AOPA, every other flight publication out there. I bet the AOPA writers would have snatched that up and made that a feature article.
It was written up in the FAA journals after the fact, and the long and the short of it, they did something about any type of mechanical hardware coming in from offshore. And, you know, but that was a little too late. But he didn't even get an apology out of them. And what gets me, though, is the fact that, you know, hey, the bolt's broke, it was improperly installed, slam the book on it, you lose your license for 6 months. And he had to fight to get it back. So, anyhow, he won in the end, and there was nothing he could do about any type of reimbursement or recognition as having been right and them wrong.
Makes me want to throw up, frankly. That's terrible. Do you ever think about going after the overseas manufacturer or finding a hungry attorney to take his case?
You've never tried to do any type of international law, have you?
I'm just going through my mind thinking about possible, you know, avenues to some modicum of restitution or being brought back to water level.
Well, we did look into that, and the way that went down was the manufacturer of the bolts simply said, we didn't sell you any bolts. We sold these bolts to Hartzell. If Hartzell wants to pursue it, they can pursue it. But you have no leg to stand on. So, like I said, all we got out of it was a new engine.
Which does a new engine from Hartzell cost?
We got a new prop and a new engine, and the engine was an IO360 from Continental. And, no, wait, or was that Lycoming? I can't remember now, but I do remember it was an IO360. And, in those days, one of those engines would run about, not including the prop, $24,000, $25,000. But that same engine today is going to be in the range of about $40,000 to $45,000, and the prop in those days was about $9,000 or $10,000, and today I'm thinking that prop is going to be somewhere around the neighborhood of probably $18,000 to $20,000. So, yeah, and it's for brand new stuff. So it was well worth it to go after it and get reimbursed for that.
In a sense, I guess that's probably that's a decent degree of restitution. New engine, new prop, you know. I'm sorry that happened to your dad. Is he still flying? Does he still have his ticket?
2014, in December of 2014. And he flew up until about 68 years old, and he passed at 80. So he had a good run. I just hope I can do as well.
Well, your dad, Steve. I'm sorry. So I'm taking it you're a modeler and an avid aircraft modeler. Do you have your private license as well?
That's another story in itself. Let's just suffice it to say that I came down with a case of Meniere's disease. That's an inner ear thing, and I lost my ticket on a medical.
Sorry, you know, you probably have a passion for aviation. I do as well. But the finances have always kind of kept me from, you know. Money is everything, unfortunately, and I was 10 hours into my private training, and I just couldn't handle the costs.
What you mean, and during that time that I was flying, I was single, so I could spend my money wherever I wanted to, and the long and the short of it, well, it got slowed down dramatically. dramatically when I got married, and then it went to non-existent when the kids came along. Fortunately, I already had my license, and I could fly Dad's airplanes, you know, just pay for the fuel and help with the maintenance, and that's how I managed to keep going. But then came college, and that just kind of killed it all together. Two kids in college, oh.
Good. I just find it kind of mesmerizing that we've been flying since 1903, and private or general aviation still remains to be a very inaccessible hobby, even, and even more inaccessible, unless you're military, of course. If you're military, you know, you've got a smooth, straight shot into a nice career in commercial aviation. But outside of that, you know, I think the, you know, with the legislation requiring the minimum number of flight hours you're required to have before you're even qualified to sit down for a interview with a regional carrier is just like somewhere along the line of over $300,000 out of your own pocket.
Yep, and just think about this too now. When you think about the total number of military pilots there are, somewhere around 10,000 in active service, and then you think about 10,000 out of 300 million, that ain't good odds.
Basically have perfect health your whole life, and you got to make straight A's all the way through school.
With respect for military pilots, you know, they got out there and they made the grade.
10 or 15 years ago, there was this emergence of another category of GA called light sport aircraft.
And what you were in?
But last time I checked, it was a whole lot more affordable than your standard private pilot. You know, obviously it had altitude restrictions, and you could only, you know, there were only two-place airplanes at the time. They were, you know, I think you couldn't fly higher than 10,000. You couldn't fly at night. So that, you know, but even still, I mean, I think the estimated cost of, you know, I think you only needed like 20-something hours versus over 40 hours. They're far more fuel efficient with these Rotax engines, like 110 horsepower water-cooled Rotax engines. So the cost of entry into light sport, if you just wanted to be able to fly and enjoy it, it is a much more affordable than your standard private pilot's license.
You need to know about me. You will not catch me more than 10 feet off of the ground without a solid certified aircraft around me. And you will not see me hang my butt off of 10 square yards of fabric. It's hang glider or ultralight. And you will not see me jump out of a perfectly good aircraft. Ain't gonna happen.
I think you're talking about like recreation aviation. Those are like the kid build airplanes and stuff like that. I agree with you. There's a high risk factor involved then, but light sport aircraft are certified, FAA certified airplanes. They're perfectly viable. They just are limited to a certain weight. And like I said, I mean, I don't think the accident numbers are any higher than what they are in general aviation.
Listen, I just arrived at the hacienda. Mama's coming towards the house. And I'm going to check on out on you, Chief. I will talk to you again soon. I enjoyed the QSO and the ride along. You take it easy. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
But I really appreciate it. Enjoy the QSO as well, my friend. Hope to talk to you again real soon. Maybe sometime we can meet up for lunch, talk airplanes or whatever interests you. And acknowledge your 73 clear on your final. This is KO4 RMM. I'm 73 and clear as well. Thank you.
4CEF mobile.
KO4 HX. Afternoon, Andrew.
You out and about or sitting at the house? All day. Hanging out, staying in the bed.
I'm at the grader up at the property and walked around it for a while. I've been home, just working around the house, doing a few things. Talking on the radio. I got to talk to Ed today.
I haven't talked to him in a while. I need to get in touch with him again and see if we can hook up on HF.
Hadn't been doing too good. Finally getting over it with his kidney infection he had. Or kidney or bladder, I can't remember which. But he's talking like he wants to get together again, so he said if we'd plan it, he'd make sure he was there.
Do that. I missed out the last time, and we hadn't really done it again since Mike and Tim don't get on the radio, or they're on it really early if they're ever on it. And of course, Ed being retired now.
Mike and Tim are getting on the repeater anymore. Even like yesterday where I'm out real early, I've never talked to either one of them.
Possible. I know I've seen Tim every once in a while on JSA call on the, I can't remember. It's kind of the prepper frequency. I don't remember it. It's a little bit higher than the regular frequency, but, you know, if you throw your call sign out, it'll reply back with a beacon. And I've seen it on there, but I hadn't talked to him in a long time.
Hadn't talked to him in probably 6 months or more.
It's a good month or two since Mike's been on the radio.
Guys, KM4 NAP.
And there he is.
Back and make sure y'all were talking nice about me.
You save all the juicy stuff for off the radio.
Don't blame me. How you been doing?
I'm driving home in this rain and hoping all the other drivers realize it's raining too.
Raining over here, sun shining, but the clouds are coming in.
Running up here and the wind's blowing and it's nice up here, but it rained all morning.
Good here in Greer, Spartanburg area.
We're supposed to get it around 9 o'clock tonight.
The
who knows when it's coming?
Go and get together and have a good eating.
For at any time.
Get it out. It's nice weather now. It's time to do it.
Tell me where and when and what time to be there.
We'll get together we can and we'll see what all we can work out. I know next week, well, not next week, I guess week after that, I'm out of town for a couple days, so can't do it then. We can start putting it together, definitely.
And to me.
Still doing any painting for gold?
Feet back up under me. I plan on hitting the creek as soon as I can get one of the boys to go with me. It's getting weather where I can now.
I want to come up here and try out where I'm at.
That, do it on a Saturday and we get in the creek and get the ladies running the sluice and we might be able to make you a dollar or two.
We might have to plan that. Wife and I are going to try to go sneak out of town next weekend, so probably the weekend after that or soon anyway.
Good, KM4 NAP for ID. I saw a video how to retrieve gold from motherboards and stuff out of computers and cell phones.
Yeah, I know about getting gold from the computer boards, but
So you're panning for gold now? Have you got anything decent, I guess? I don't really know what the much about that.
I haven't been since last year because of health, but we're back to snuff now. We plan on hitting it hard and heavy.
Try to make plans to get you up here one Saturday. If I have to come down and get you.
Truck will travel. I'll just throw my stuff in the back with the pump, and we'll be headed that way.
We come up to you whenever we do it.
Be interested in that. It'd be pretty fun, even if I didn't get nothing.
Something new, and you're not sitting in the house.
You gotta remember, Patrick, where you're at. That area is loaded with rubies and sapphires.
Might make it a little more affordable to do everything I gotta do on the property if I can find something on it.
For you.
But just talking to the grader this morning was quite a shock.
Got it with fuel prices. Go ahead, Andrew.
Everything nowadays, I mean, I don't know. I can only imagine how much it was talking.
What I paid for the house I'm living in right now, let's put it that way.
Thing, but considering the average home is $100,000 or more, God almighty.
I felt this morning.
At least he gave you a big kiss when he got done. Yeah.
This is the first to give me an estimate, so I'm definitely going to make sure I get more than one, let's put it that way.
That kind of money, I think you're going to have to.
Together and go up there, and you get the grader and drive it, and the rest of us do the groundwork.
So, yes.
The supervisor.
That supervisor job covered.
Full detail.
We can do it. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing, but I can follow directions.
Find where we can all come up here and hang out for the weekend or the day anyway.
And then after today, they've got 10 more days of school. Then I go back.
Pretty counting them down already also.
All that time off then.
See, all my time off, I'm going to be in the creek.
I've got it all planned out, when their last day of school is. And I'm just trying to get everything together for my son's ninth grade homeschool.
Andrew, I doubled with you.
My wife's their teacher. She's got all their stuff planned out, and she knows when their last day of school is. And now she's trying to plan for ninth grade for my oldest.
Picking the kids up, or grandkids up from school today?
I'm sitting here in line waiting at the high school for my 15-year-old grandson. He's a freshman this year. Little rascal made principal list last night. Had straight A's all four semesters.
Good.
School, if I made a C, it was time to celebrate.
If I let him bring home F's, I would get my tail wore out. So anything above that was good.
My parents to L stand it for fantastic, but they didn't buy it. Yeah, Robin, I believe I got somebody else's too, but I made it.
What y'all got going on for the weekend?
See, when I went was in grammar and in middle school, I had to struggle. Once I hit high school, it was nothing. I just about if I made an A, of course it was rare, but I pretty much was a straight B student.
In high school years, I was an A, B student. The weekend, since it's supposed to be on and off showers, I'm not planning too much outside. I'm planning on just working in the house, cleaning up there. Got the business corner I got to get straightened up again.
A lot of fun. I don't know, Saturday's on the fence. One day it says it's going to thunderstorm, and the next day it acts like it's not. So I don't know what to plan for the weekend, but yeah, so I'm at school. I don't know that I make too many A's and B's. I usually just kind of, I don't know, I half-butted everything in school. You know, you look back and think, man, I wish I could have done better, but there were some subjects I really enjoyed, but then the other ones I just didn't put as effort in I should have. Hindsight's 2020, right?
always 20/20 on hindsight.
Came for a little while.
For HK. Andrew, you got off a little early today, didn't you?
Before, I set my goal at 2 to 3 o'clock, and that had me walking out about 3:20 or so, 3:15, which is about the way it normally works. But, yeah, I got off a little bit earlier. I'm trying to get home and make sure I got my hands on this antenna analyzer, because Ken's coming up here to grab it.
It shouldn't be too much longer if he's on the radio.
Him in the let me meet him. He's like, "Nah, all right up there." I'm like, "All right." That's what we'll do. And that can get me to leave work early. Otherwise, I'd have to stay till 4. That way I can meet him on the interstate.
How did about his new antennas? I hope he gets them up working like he wants to this weekend.
I hope they work good. I'll be interested to see how it all works out. I mean, it's going to take some tweaking to tune those ham sticks, but once they get them dialed in, they should be good. Hey, if you're still there, you step out. KO4CEF.
Here, just picked up that grand boy of mine. Just waiting for the line to start moving.
Well, I don't miss those days at all. Just going and waiting and sitting in line until they let them out of school.
Hey, Thief, Freddy. It doesn't bother me at all. Gets me out of house and gives me something to do.
As I turn in the daggum neighborhood, it starts raining again.
Following you around.
Don't surprise me. All right, gentlemen, I am pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to get out of here, run in the house, get my analyzer ready for when Ken comes up here to pick it up. So I'm going to say 7-3. Maybe we'll talk at you again on the radio this weekend or maybe this next week. Hopefully we'll hear you again, Ace. It was nice to talk to you. And Patrick, hopefully we'll holler at you Monday. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, I'll probably be on every afternoon now because I'll be picking them up and I'm in my old truck, so I have my radio, 7-3s.
3s, Andrew, and I'll talk to you again on down the log, KO4HKX. How's the boys doing? I know you said one of them's house partially burnt. How's everybody else?
They doing good, KM4 and AP Friday. They, matter of fact, that boy of mine, him and his wife's over there working on the house now. I don't know exactly how much they got done, but he's doing a lot of redecorating while he's going.
That's the time to make changes if you ever wanted to.
Pallets, and he sanded them and stained them. He's going to go up one wall with that, try and make it look as rustic as he can. He wants to have like a, as he told me, a barn look.
Yeah, that's kind of the new thing now, is that rustic look.
It's normal, because that's the kind of house and all I was raised up in. First part of that living room was the original cabin, and all it was one big room with a fireplace, and then they just started adding on.
House was my grandfather. He took some old cabins when they built Acosta Pond up here, the separation pond. They bought all that land there and the houses and cabins that were on it. He went and tore those down and brought it back over there to where he's at, and put them all together and built one house out of it. And now it's mine since Mom passed away there earlier last year. And it's amazing, some of that old stuff. I remember it when I was a kid, when it was just two rooms. So now they've added on to it a couple other times, and it's grown a little bit.
Itself is house still has the original cedar shingles up under all the other shingles and stuff.
The shingles and stuff off this one, it's, you looked at it now, you wouldn't know that, but I know it growing up as a kid. some of the siding on the outside of it, the boards are rough cut sawmill lumber, and they're 2-2.5 foot wide boards. That's just not something you see anymore.
The kitchen and mobile home place were made out of just old rough cut boards and stuff.
And those old houses like that are still standing and still in good shape.
Place is in pretty good shape, just still standing. My brother inherited that because he wasn't married at the time. So he's redone the kitchen. Now, what else he's done so far? I haven't been in it years.
There's some work done to that place now. I guess Mom didn't know about the water leak in the roof or that running down the wall there in the back of the kitchen. So I found it, and we're going to have to tear out one wall and repair all that. But I'm going to try to maintain it and keep it going, pass it on to the next generation.
Understand that. The only thing I don't like about climbing up in the attic area of that house is my brother keeps a pet black snake up there.
There's no attic space in this one. It's got the cathedral style ceilings in it. So it's the outside wall on the house. So basically just having to tear the outside wall off and put all of it back, see how much of it rotted out there in the time that it was leaking. So I got somebody coming to start on it here in a couple weeks.
My dad put aluminum siding on the side of the house, and they took all the old slate, what I call slate tiles, off and threw them away.
But those would be worth some money now if you still had them. Anything off to throw it away. He was big into digging pits on the property and throwing it in it. I remember that as a kid. You had to watch where you was running around out there. You might fall in one of them.
We had a gully, and that's where we took the household trash and put. It eventually got full after probably about 40 years or so.
Going out there and digging one of them up, because I'm pretty sure I can remember where the old tub washing machine was, the open tub with the hand wringer on top of it. I'm pretty sure I can remember where that was buried out there.
I'm sitting down in the feed room at the barn down at my brother's. I can remember my mama using that when I was little.
Grandmother was the one using it, and I remember her. We'd go over there on the weekends, and she'd be washing a few clothes they had and wringing them out and hanging them out on the clothesline. The old clothesline posts are still out there, their old metal post, because that's where Grandpa used to hang the pig to butcher it also.
My clothes would be hung out on a clothesline, but done got lazy and got it dry.
See there, there's just something about going and pulling them off that clothesline that is different.
Definitely right about that. It seems like to me, lasts a little bit longer.
They're not beating up in there and tumbling around all that, but I don't know. It's hard to tell.
KB.
Station, I didn't catch all your call sign, but go ahead.
4SKD, been listening a couple of minutes. Just throw one comment in, and I'm almost at the house. I'll be quick. I heard about somebody that saw an advertisement for a solar clothes dryer for like $400. So they ordered it, and what they got was 50 foot of clothesline wire. KC4SKD.
Funny, but yeah, that's probably the best solar dryer you're ever going to find.
On KC4SKB.
And APG. Just stay on in here and join us.
I'm almost back at the house, and when I get close to the house, the repeater gets real scratchy. But anyway, yeah, I got to do some work. I got to rotate tires on the car, so take the trash off. But anyway, y'all have a good afternoon, KC4SKD.
3G, hope to get you on down to love, KM4NAP.
Best to try to plan a weekend where you, or Saturday where you can come up here. I think that would be fun. Hang out up there on the property and learn how to do that.
You do, it just takes a lot of patience. That's the main thing.
Keeping everybody else away so they don't know what you're doing.
Well, everybody goes to meet knows exactly what I'm doing. Get you over here, I'll take you over in the Gold Creek and turn you loose, and I'll sit back so I can watch you when you find some, watch the expression on your face.
Sounds like fun. Get back at it for the afternoon, so if I can get something done, the wife should be home here shortly, and she'll be fussing at me. So I'm going to say 7-3. You have a safe trip on into the house, and it was really good to hear from you today. Here's Kix, and I'll be clear on your final.
I enjoyed it. Hopefully catch you more in the afternoons. Y'all have a good one, and if you talk to Ken, tell him I said hello. So KM4NAP will be sending 3 your way.
Say this, and then I'll be gone. If you hang around about another 5 to 10 minutes, he'll be on the radio. KO4HGX.
Have to hang for a few minutes.
Oscar 4, Zulu, Yankee, X-ray, radio check.
DTY, you're hitting the repeater good.
Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray, say again.
This is KI4DTY, you are hitting the repeater good.
The station is on frequency testing, looking for signal strength. This is W4. Foxtrot
Hotel Juliet, do you copy me? Over. W4FHJ, apparently not. So, W4FHJ out. W4FHJ, this is Kilo 3, Juliet Tango Delta. I can copy you. You're about a 5-7.
Appreciate that. I'm a ways from the repeater. So, my strength might be down a little bit. But I appreciate that. I appreciate that a whole lot. I don't know. Are you the station that was calling for a radio check? I might have got mixed up. Over.
I'm not. I was answering your call. This is K3JTD.
Oh, Roger. Okay. All right. I was just trying to... Another station was trying to contact the one, the guy that was calling for a radio check, and that guy never heard him, apparently, so he didn't come back. Okay, well, listen, thanks a million. Good to meet you. Name here is Gene, G-E-N-E. So, 73rd Street, see you a bit later. W4FHJ out.
W4FHJ, this is K3JTD. I'm over. 73's to you. I'm Jim in Union. Take care.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray. I was the one requesting a radio check. I'm playing around with mobile antenna on my new mobile setup. I'm actually talking on the handheld this time. How copy?
This is Kilo 3, Juliet Tango Delta. You're full clear on the repeater. 5-9.
Standby 1, I'm going to switch over back to the mobile. Probably going to switch antennas again, maybe about 5 minutes or so, and I will call for another radio check. Over.
I can wait around. K3JTD. Over.
Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray, radio check.
4, Zulu Yankee X-ray, this is K3JTD. Full clear, 5-9 into Union, South Carolina.
copy, full clear. This is KO4 ZYX. Out.
JTD. I'm out also.